The World Series is almost here. Football's in full swing. A lot of sporting events to watch. And when you're kicking back watching, you gotta have a Miller Lite with you. It's the great taste, less filling beer that accompanies the best sporting events that you can watch right now. Especially, or the worst sporting events. You know, I got the Jets going. 0-6. Absolutely deplorable. So I need Miller Lite when I watch my football games for a different reason. You might kick back and want to watch a game to enhance it. I gotta kick back and have a beer to get through it. Simply to survive when I'm watching football. So there's a million reasons to have Miller Lite. It can be just to hang out with friends. It can be to hang out with family. It can be to get through family. Sometimes you need a beer to just get through those games, those meetings, those times with your friends or family. For good, bad, and otherwise, Miller Lite is always there for you. And it's literally always there for you when you got it available through delivery now. Go to MillerLite.com/rocket and you can find all the delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly from Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. It's great taste, less filling. It's Miller time. MillerLite.com/rocket.
Kevin. Kevin, you're just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome. Is this Kevin?
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good? I know you like that.
Sorry, Jared.
How long you been back, man? Welcome.
I see the girls in the
We're back. It's a Tuesday, right? Two-man Tuesday here on CCK. Ooh. We got a little double date right now, Jared. It's me and you and Casey and Kelly. A little double date.
I was absolutely going to say, if Kelly and I weren't together in this scenario, I'm going to walk out of the radio studio.
If what?
If like, I didn't know like who's dating who at this.
Casey
like,
and I are on a date. You and Jared are on a
date. Oh, you guys thought you guys are on a date.
No, Kelly and I are on a date.
Right,
no,
right.
Can. You guys can have each other.
I mean, fuck you. I don't know. Fine. Fuck off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that wasn't what you were
saying. I didn't mean to insult you.
I mean, well, this is where my logic went.
It's okay, Kevin. You're upset.
I'm very upset. I'm super offended. Here's where I started.
Okay.
You and Jared cannot be on a date.
Absolutely not.
So that was like out. And then I was thinking that we were keeping this hetero, so I figured, all right, I fucking have to date this bitch Casey.
Okay. I would be okay with that.
So, but no,
but
fuck
then,
you guys.
I mean,
you
want to
go les on it, then,
well,
you
yeah,
know.
Well, yeah, for sure.
And
is
me
this
and Jared
this
are
ploy by
really...
Jared to go on a date with me?
Is oh, this, is that oh, what's
oh,
going on?
Jared, did you set this up?
Jared, are you shooting your shot? You shooting your shot at Kelly Gigs right now?
I knew it.
Is it working? It's not working.
It's not.
It's not. You know what? It's not.
She chose me. Fellas, she chose me.
Unfortunately, I already chose Casey. So I'm sorry, Jared. Maybe next time. Maybe come to New York.
Well, Jared does have experience with, you know, turning girls lesbian.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Seven times.
I've heard about that track record.
Seven times.
That's just too many.
This was like a 10-minute segment on a radio show 3 years ago that just won't die.
Yeah.
It just will never go away.
Sometimes that happens.
Well, it's
you know?
Not really a 10-minute segment on the radio. It's a 7-time thing that happened in real life.
Mm.
Because
nothing.
You are.
Oh, there you are.
But I will say this, Jared. I have turned, get it? My opinion. I've changed my opinion on this.
Boo.
I do think, I used to think of it as you know.
A negative?
Like your dick game is so trash. And I still kind of do. But I also think it's not that I, because you have spun it much like it's a grand finale. The no dick shall ever be better than this dick, and I can't marry this guy, so I will have to move on to vaginas. That I think is a little silly. I think it's more that I just don't think I would care anymore.
I think
I remember this. This is my spin now because we did it recently with a dude who was gay, came out of the closet, stayed with his wife, had kids, the whole nine.
Yeah,
I think it's much easier. It's a much easier pill to swallow. I'm gay, or I'm a lesbian, I just don't like your entire gender and your genitalia, then I don't like you.
Absolutely.
So
that's completely fair.
That's what I would tell myself.
My spin is this. Any girl, any of these seven now lesbians who have hooked up with you probably already knew they were lesbians to begin with, and then befriended you, felt so comfortable with you that they thought, well, maybe I'm not. And hooked up with you and then said, well, you know, actually, Jared is just a really good friend. He's a trusted person of mine. And he will understand when I tell him that I no longer want his dick at all.
Yeah, that's what
How's
it is.
How's that?
That was brilliant.
That was also a
PR spin right there. That was like crisis management 101.
You're welcome.
I just think that maybe they just realized that they were gay while they were with Jared.
Okay, I mean,
that's the bad press.
You were just
that's
too
the bad press
masculine.
We gotta get rid of.
Maybe you were too.
Oh, that's a
masculine.
Good spin zone.
You're
that's good.
Just too much dick.
Yeah.
Too much testosterone. Too much cum. Couldn't do
Ew,
it.
Don't say it.
Maybe
way.
You just maybe you paint walls so strongly, Jared. Maybe it's just like just load size was too much.
Ew.
My dick sucks.
Yeah, the imagery on it.
That was an Eeyore moment. My dick sucks.
Damn. Not yeah. having a good dick day, Jared?
I don't know. I haven't checked it out today, but
did okay. you hear what your work husband said on my podcast today?
Oh God, no. What did
this
he say?
This line that came out of his mouth.
Oh no.
It was absolutely staggering. I have to paint the whole picture here.
Oh no.
It takes a moment to set up.
The fact that you have to set this up to me knowing what I hear from him on a daily basis scares
me. This was bad.
Oh no.
So first off, where did it start? He sat down on his own balls first. Which Jared,
I feel like even I have seen him do that. I think it's his pants.
He does it like
once a week.
He does it a lot.
It's his balls. It's his pants.
And it's always a big production when it happens.
Oh well,
he makes a very loud noise
when it does happen. It's not. It is a production.
He's a little dramatic about it.
Has this happened to you recently, Jared?
Yeah, I did it on the live stream like 2 nights ago.
Ouch.
Boy, it happens to you guys pretty frequently. I mean, I've experienced this, but I usually don't sit on my balls. I usually can make sure that my balls are safe. But you guys are just sitting down willy-nilly, huh?
I mean, literally all we do is sit down on these fucking live streams, so it's bound to have, like, percentage-wise.
True,
like
we sit so often, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game at this point, you know?
Chances are high.
So he sits down on his own balls, thereby implying it's
Please make sure everyone, I mean, I know people that listen to this show and know me personally know you're talking about John Feidelberg, but yeah. Let's make sure everyone knows you're talking about John Feidelberg.
Yes. So he sits down and then, you know, thereby implying that he's having a long ball day, much like a bad dick day. Your balls can vary. Okay.
They can just get a little long. Okay.
They can go thin. They can go tight. Temperature wise.
It just sounds
awful.
Know.
It sounds awful.
At least my shit's always exactly the same. Yeah. It's not my ideal situation, but it's always the same.
Yeah. Imagine like having to deal with that.
Sometimes they're tight. Sometimes they're hanging free.
No, thank you.
It's a temperature thing. It's a mentality thing.
Tight balls recently with like a crowd of gay men.
Yeah. Balls. Yes.
They were complaining about it.
It is weird.
If you're in the trust tree, it's a weird and funny.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, the fact that whoever it is, if it's a higher power, if it's God, if it's science, if it's whoever it is, the fact that they made balls is pretty incomprehensible. Like, why would you do that?
Why can't you just be inside there?
Why does cum have to be?
Imagine being a girl for your whole life, and then it's like you magically become a guy, and it's like, well, now there's this thing like hanging off of
it. What would you do? You would. I mean, it would be a nightmare for you.
It just wouldn't. I cannot even think about myself in that way because it just literally wouldn't happen.
It just wouldn't happen.
And I don't. I have enough on my plate. Like I have enough things to think about every single day. I don't want to now have to think about all of this bullshit. How much cum is coming on? No, gross.
I can't handle my balls
right now. Yeah, no.
Flip side, I can't imagine just having a hole like that.
That's fine. I mean, YP has said it on this very program. He thinks. I mean, there's no way for this to happen, but he thinks that every single person should have to have the opposite gender's sex.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like for one or 2 days.
I think,
just to live
if
with
you had
it.
The other opposite sex's gender and also like brain for a day.
No, not even the brain. I don't think. See, that's the, that. I don't think you
I
need to have the brain.
Oh, I think you need the brain more than the genitals.
No, because I think
I want my own brain.
I think that I need to be able to process how different it is. So like having my own brain.
So then you can have your genitals with your brain for a day. But then you need the if I had your brain and I could just understand your craziness.
Yeah, but
maybe
you,
I would. I would maybe this? I would sympathize
how
more.
About
maybe
this,
I would do things differently.
I need my brain because I think if I were to suddenly have my brain inside of a man's body, I would start acting differently. I would act like a man instead of acting like myself.
Yeah.
Because I all of a sudden have this like skin of a different person and this like life of a different person. So maybe I'm like a complete douchebag asshole. And I
you
just haven't
be,
been
but you
any,
need to have,
a,
right, but
you would
have
be
your,
a fuck boy.
I know. I,
You'd be
100%.
Such a fuck
I kind
boy.
Of like wish that I was a fuck
you
boy.
You would
a
do
bit. I think
what
funny.
You what you would hate guys doing to you.
Definitely.
Oh, Kelly would be a huge fuck boy.
Have you
it's
ever seen
I'm attracted even, to it. Like, it's
yes.
like, I will do what I'm attracted to.
Yes.
Which, like, you know, I can't help myself.
You are what you eat. You are who you fuck.
I don't know. But I don't think that you would be a malicious fuck boy.
Oh, no. Just a total, like, douchebag.
Well, fuck boys in general, I don't think when you say fuck boy, it really is malicious.
I think if you're a malicious fuckboy, you're just like an asshole. And
I
a bad
see
person.
It as more as like dismissive, like oh, you're just a fuckboy. Like yeah. You're below
yeah,
me.
That's
like
true.
You are not.
Oh, I don't.
When
think
I say
like
you're
that.
An no, asshole, like then I'm like, okay, you're actually an asshole. You're a piece of garbage.
But
like,
I do actually think that there are fuckboys who pretend that they're just like willy nilly, like oh, mm-hmm. I'm just hooking up with the, and then the girls get together and start realizing that it is all a malicious thing. Does that make sense?
I think there's sometimes a
maybe more manipulative than malicious.
Yeah. Okay, manipulative. Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to like ghost you. I'm not trying to lead you on. Like sometimes it happens. I'm not in control of my
feelings. Guys say
feelings.
That though. It's like, yeah, sure, they do that. They're not trying to do it, but it's like you're still doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
you know
I
you're
think
doing
the main
it.
Thing
yeah.
is you have to like eventually adjust your behavior. It happens once, yes. like, oh, wow, like I fucked that situation up. Happens a second time, you're like, oh, I guess I'm prone to like, I don't know, falling, not falling, doing it. Da, da, da. And then if you keep doing it, then it's like, well, now you're kind of being an asshole. Like,
well,
I
then,
definitely
and then
learned
people
about
do
myself.
It to the same people over yeah. and over. Yeah. That's when it becomes no longer a fuckboy. You're just not a good person.
Yeah, then it's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it takes a lot for someone to be like, I want to hurt this person's
no,
feelings.
No, but if you keep doing it knowing that you're hurting that person,
I think it's
then
more
you
like,
still are aware that you're doing it.
Yeah. I think it's
not,
more like negligent.
I think
it's
really,
like negligent homicide versus like yeah. I, like a murder one. Like I planned this out and I'm
but fucking right, but it's like,
it
okay,
out.
It's just very simple. Like you do it one time, you realize, okay, that hurt her. I'm not going to do it again. If you then do it again, you knew it hurt her the first time. Right.
Casey,
and then
I think you're forgetting something super important is that guys are just really fucking stupid. Like they
true.
Just forget that they're hurtful
I don't
and
think
rude.
It's that. No, no,
and
no.
Like,
I don't
no,
stand
no,
for
I
that.
Didn't mean it.
I'm not
and then they're
for
fucking
that.
Rude again 15
I'm not
minutes
standing.
Later.
Okay, but
I will not stand for
and
that.
And they have the disrespect.
Some I would agree. Nope. Some I would agree. But then there are also some people who think that they're so smart that they're getting away with it and they're not.
And they're
no,
not,
you guys
yes.
are just talking about dumb dickheads. There's a difference though of like if you keep going back, I think it does happen repeatedly to people because I think you go back because there are some good things you like about that
of
person.
Of course, that's what I'm
and
saying.
You
girls
want it to work.
It's a Stockholm
and you,
Syndrome situation.
And
like,
you think like, this time it's going to be different. I'll do this differently. We've talked about it, so maybe it'll be different. And then like, fuck, we fell back into the same like habits again. But again, it wasn't like I know I can fuck this bitch because she's going to, it's like, again,
no.
maybe it is. Maybe there are people like that.
There
but
are,
I think there are plenty
sure.
of circumstances where it's like, you know, I don't want to continue to have this happen, but it keeps happening. And I guess the mature thing to do would be like, this doesn't work. Cut it off. Be done with it. But I think it is easy to slip back into situations
yes.
and not without it being like, I am trying to break this person's heart.
No,
again.
No. There is definitely levels to it. And I do think it depends on if it's like a serious relationship.
Can you believe this conversation is spawned from John's long ball?
You're welcome.
No, I haven't even heard what John said yet, but I mean, as
crazy.
But I
oh,
think.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get to
yeah,
the
we didn't even get
by the way,
story.
We have like 25 more minutes before we get there because it's.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was about
God.
To change the subject literally to ask if Kanye West is a fuckboy because I want to talk about that Kanye shit.
I know.
I was like, okay,
and,
we'll get
to all of it.
I forgot.
I mean,
about
and
John.
We have to talk about Cardi too. But,
of course
but,
we do.
Besides, like, I think that everybody, there's levels to it. I think if you decide to get back into a relationship together and then it goes poorly
yeah.
again, that's different. I think that, and girls are guilty of it too, but guys will say, okay, like, I know that hurt somebody before. She's giving me a second chance. And it's almost like taking advantage of the second chance.
Totally.
If someone does it the second time and then a third time and then a fourth time
yeah.
and the behavior hasn't changed, they just don't care about you as a person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They just
right.
simply don't give
they
a fuck
can just
about
get
you.
Away with it. They think it's acceptable to act
right.
that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And
which at then,
but you're
at
letting
that point,
it happen,
it's on the girls.
So
like, no, well,
is.
You're allowing
right.
To
exactly.
Happen.
But
yeah,
eventually
yeah, yeah.
you have to get to the point where you're just like, okay, this human being doesn't care about me as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respect me. Keep
peace
it moving.
Out. Yeah.
So John's on got long next. Balls. So he sits on them. Mm-hmm. Then we're talking about. So that was like part one.
Okay.
Part two, we get a voicemail that says, and Jared, and girls, this I guess applies to everybody. So I'll ask the room here. What's one thing, Jared, that you wish you could erase the stigma of?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh, one thing you could erase the stigma of.
Girls as well. Kelly, do you have
I don't
an
know.
Answer?
That's a
I'm
deep
trying
question.
I think of something.
That's
yeah,
a deep
it is.
Question.
I don't even know if I have anything in my brain for that.
My first thought, which is kind of a lame answer, but my first thought, just
it's
because.
Could be religion or something.
No. It's about being a female in sports.
Yeah. Okay.
Just in general.
Applies.
Yeah.
Yeah
I mean,
applies.
Just
that's
like it goes back to like the, you know, the Whitlock stuff, like all that. Mm-hmm. Like just being a female in sports. Like you can't say or do anything without, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Jared? Do you have a professional
single
one,
dads.
A personal one? Single
yeah.
dads.
No, single dads, yeah. I want to erase
single
the stigma
and what exactly
of,
is the stigma
children
of that,
out of wedlock.
Okay.
Children out of wedlock.
So you want to be able to, to knock a bitch up without being without getting married and have that.
I just
no
want to be a single
there.
Dad. Yeah. Yep.
I think there's a stigma to that.
I think the stigma. I think there's definitely still not for guys as much. Though. I think
single moms. Single moms is way more of a stigma. Yeah.
I think what you really want is
grandparents,
single.
The church. They don't like that.
Yeah. Sure. What you want?
If I had a kid, my grandparents would not be okay with like, oh, Jared's just a single dad. You're not married. Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Fuck yourself. Yeah.
I think you also need more Christmas presents when you the stigma of. It's maybe a little specific situation. The stigma of like raising a kid and only wanting to interact with him when he's playing baseball and then making it to the bigs and otherwise not having anything to do with him. And if it turns out the kid's not athletic enough, you don't have anything to do with him at all. That stigma.
Yeah, well, that's what adoption's for.
The stigma of just like loving your child. That's
what
that sounds like.
Right.
Yeah. Like
Jared wants to adopt a Dominican.
Don't force
Dominican.
Me to like love my kid. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't put that on
just
me.
Just because he's my kid doesn't mean I like
absolutely.
Love him unconditionally.
There's a scene in what's the name of the movie? Denzel's in it. Fences. See that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where he has this scene where he's like
Fences is where she's like I've been sitting here.
Yeah.
That's a really intense scene.
This scene
and
is crazy too.
I've been standing
too.
Here with you. That's the line. I had to get that in there.
The son is like, Dad, like, why don't you love me? And he's like, I don't have to fucking love you.
Yeah.
He's like, I put a roof over your head and like food on your stomach, and that's what matters.
He's a dick
like,
in that
God
movie.
Damn. I mean, yeah, I guess so, but maybe some love would be good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a stigma?
Yeah. Not having kids in as an older woman. As I approach my 30th birthday, I am thinking to myself, I like just don't even want kids at all. Like
more
at this
so
point,
than marriage,
still,
you think?
More so than marriage.
Kids
yeah.
is a bigger one.
I feel like people are caring less about like if you're married at whatever age. Like sure, there's still stigma, but really, it's like you know, like it's just antiquated in my opinion. The stigma of being like you should be married by 30,
yeah.
But having kids, I think
that still really applies.
I think so many people are telling me to like they're like freeze your fucking eggs. I'm like, well, what if I just don't even want a kid?
Right,
like get off my dick.
And also, people, you can say you're in a serious relationship, and that completely negates the marriage conversation.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah,
like a lot of times now, back you know, like 10 years ago, maybe not. But if you're like, yeah, like no, I'm in a relationship. It's like, then there's nothing wrong.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if you say you don't want children or you don't have children in your early 30s, people look at you crazy. It looks at you
like you're like. Cold,
like
or
you're
whatever,
a waste.
Right?
Yes, cold, yeah, or like a waste.
What's wrong with
like
you?
It's like a and then it makes you they guilt you with like a so many people wish that they could have kids and you don't even care. And it's like no, I don't. They want my shit. Take it. Like I don't.
I mean, there's a lot of like I don't know. It's like there's a lot of people who wish they were tall and they're short.
Right.
The fuck you. Well, you know what I'm gonna do here.
And there's also the stigma for that with females. It's like if you are single at 30 or older, then there has to be something wrong with why you are single. It's like well. Maybe
like
I just
happened.
Like dating.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't want one person.
Right, exactly. I think maybe, people say maybe all freeze. These other people suck and I just want to like, take my fucking time.
I think people say freeze your eggs just because there is like.
Well, it's smart to freeze your eggs.
It's just right? like, so you might change your mind. It's like, you know, I want to go get a vasectomy and people are like, you just freeze your cum in case. I'm like, I really don't think so, but
can
who knows,
reverse
maybe.
It though? Isn't.
It's not as easy.
Snip, snap.
It's possible, but like the procedure to get it snipped is pretty harmless and pretty easy. The procedure to get it put back together is like a full ass surgery. So they're like, you really can't just like make this decision back and forth. So go ahead and freeze that cum, which is like, that seems easy enough, you know?
So that was the second stop along the way to what John said on the podcast.
So you're doing motherhood stigma. You're doing professional stigma. You're doing fatherhood as well. My answer, and he knew this right away. He answered it before I could, is ass play for men, butt stuff for guys.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. And John threw it out there as before I could even answer. He's like, you're going to talk about your asshole, aren't you? And he said, if you didn't do it, I would do it. So.
Oh no.
So that's I guess part two of this. There's the long balls and then there's the stigma of butt stuff for guys.
Okay.
All of this comes together in
the
end.
Oh my god.
And part of the long balls this is an important part too. Part of the long balls we were discussing during sex.
Okay.
And how you can feel the long balls.
Yes.
What?
Girls?
You can feel slapping.
Yes.
You can feel them slapping.
Yes.
Certainly.
That is something that you enjoy that you
really?
Just notice. Yeah.
I will say this.
Yeah. So
I feel like the balls usually go up during sex.
Not really.
That can happen.
They're hitting me right.
It's a grandfather clock. So how are you when you close your eyes and you picture this, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking like
what position?
Either usually
are you on your back?
Yes. Usually that's how I thought of it. Like a missionary.
So I'm thinking of my balls slapping your butt.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Exactly. Yes.
He was picturing it the other way around, from behind, where your balls are hitting your clit.
Okay, but no, but whose balls are long enough for that? I guess John Feidelberg's.
I mean,
apparently.
The kid just sits on his balls like five times a week.
That's ridiculous. So, no way could that reach. No way. No way.
I mean, I'm not saying it's happened to you. I'm not saying it's a.
It doesn't seem like a normal thing.
Do you know somebody personally that has happened to?
John Feidelberg is talking about it.
Oh, he literally is like, I'm over here.
Yeah.
With my balls.
So the end of the voicemail segment, all of this comes together.
Okay.
And his one line that was almost like, you would have thought we scripted this because it came out like so quick. He goes, if you want to put a plug in my ass and you want your clit clapped by my balls, I'm your man.
What?
Whoa.
And when I heard
butt plugs,
forget about that. Sure, bro.
I'm
it's 2020.
That. Get in, for that.
Oh, yeah, that's
get in
that's
the game,
normal.
Jared. Get your head out of your ass.
That's normal. That's
get your head out of your ass and put a plug in it.
Yeah.
When he said, get your clit clapped by my
that's
balls.
Wild.
I threw my headphones and I was like, we're done for the day. Like,
was this
let's
today?
Get to our
this
interviews.
Was just now?
It aired today. It's out now.
When did he say
that?
He said it yesterday. So it's out now. It was like, something's been happening in the late. When we record late, I think it has to do with when he puts in a lip. He becomes a different human. It's like he's a superhero. He's like doing a normal podcast, having normal conversations. I think he gets a little tired. He gets like a little cranky.
He needs a nap. He's a baby.
But then he gets his tobacco fix and he just starts fucking letting it fly.
You know he was doing snuff yesterday too.
Yeah, so maybe it all kind of came together.
He was snorting snuff at his desk yesterday. So that's...
Right.
So probably.
You want to put a plug in my ass and you want your clit clapped by my balls. I'm your guy.
I just broke a rule of the John Feidelberg relationship. I know I'm not supposed to tell his lady friend what he says on KFC radio. Mm. I just text his girlfriend and ask him if this is true.
Okay.
That's a wild rule to break.
No, I had to. I had to know. I have to know.
So pissed. Wow. However, while we're waiting for her response, because I am curious.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to read
her
response.
I'm going to direct my question actually to you, Casey.
Okay.
If you're having sex and you feel these balls, mm-hmm. which does happen occasionally.
Yes, it does.
I don't think that I'm always feeling it, but the minute that I realize I do, it's all I think
about.
It's the only thing I can think about.
Hear,
and then
like,
I'm not
in
into the sex anymore. I'm like, all I feel is your balls all over me. Like, I just wish that your balls were not clapping
so
me like
not
they
in,
are.
Not into getting
I feel like that's not
clapped.
Normal.
The ball clapping like or the plugs, Jared? I feel like Jared's still very stuck on the plugs.
Yeah, he has no idea.
I am stuck on the plugs. But like, I feel like balls hanging during sex is abnormal. Like usually, like if you're erect, your balls like tighten up.
I don't know if it's abnormal.
I would probably agree with that more often than not.
I don't think this like from behind ball clap on the clit is normal. That's fucking ridiculous. I don't think that's true in my life.
That sounds like he hyperbole, by the way.
I mean, how fucking far away is your clit?
It's kind of far from that angle. It's kind of far. Right? Like, I'm trying to think like metric.
I know, it's a weird conversation. So here's the thing. I don't think that's true because John has also been using like the term clap a lot. So I think he was just looking for
just
a way to
get it in there.
Because
in
you guys were talking about
I said to him, if it wasn't such a heinous phrase, I would put click clap on a fucking t-shirt
now. Yeah, you can't
that
do
is
that.
The funniest it's thing great. I've heard in so goddamn long.
He was
talking about clapping Gandhi's cheeks recently. Yeah. He said, I will lift up his little dress and make those cheeks clap.
His little dress.
We have definitely talked about fucking
Gandhi
Gandhi
is officially
quite
on
frequently.
Notice.
That's another thing. Yeah.
No, so John has been using the word clap a lot. So I'm hoping that that's what he means. Although I do feel I'm definitely not going to read the response of this text message on air. I have to know if that's true because I just don't believe it. Yeah. I just simply don't believe it.
I would like an update.
I don't think he's making it up out of nowhere.
You seem pretty defensive about the butt plug movement. Is that
sure,
something
grow
that you've dabbled
up.
In?
Grow up.
You've dabbled
Jared,
in
if
butt
you
plugs?
Haven't,
but
if you
I,
haven't
what
dabbled
I mean,
in butt plugs, you're a fucking loser. So don't pretend.
Because
like,
of the stigma, right, Jared? Because of the stigma.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't know if it's for me, to be honest.
Have you ever tried it?
Do you know? How do you know?
No.
Well, then how would you know if it's for you?
And why have you not tried it? Because you're afraid and you're insecure about it. Because
it's too gay.
Yeah.
Why am I insecure?
I'm saying that's the reason why you're not doing it.
I haven't even tried it.
You don't know if you like it or not. You might not like it, but you haven't tried it.
Just go pick yourself up one. Just be at home. See what's up. See if you like it. And give it a yes or no. And let us know what you think. That's it. That'll be the end. How about that,
that's
Jared?
That's gonna happen. I don't know.
But why? I think that it will happen because now look at his face. He's very curious.
You're curious.
He's like, oh no.
I will say that I think Kelly on the radio show has put more pressure on him.
He's like,
yeah. Because if it was just me and you, he would have already forgotten about this. Like he would have moved past it.
No,
but Kelly
like,
is the one
up.
That's kind
no.
of
I'm gonna
like, so
up.
The Dodgers.
Now we've gone too far with this discussion because now if I do dabble, like I'm going to be thinking of you guys and then like there goes my bone.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Stunning. Look at this group right now.
You also started the program trying to shoot your shot at Kelly Keegs. And I think what she's saying to you is that if you try butt plugs.
You're going to get a plug up in that ass if you go out with Kelly Keegs.
I'll give you a chance.
Jesus Christ.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's a lie. I'm sorry. I'm lying. Jared, no. But actually, do try it.
See, maybe you're married to the game, and you're just too baseball focused because you just haven't opened up, expanded your horizons here. Open up your mind and your butt.
I would agree with the fact that I haven't really expanded my horizons. Like I don't have like a kink. Like I don't have like a fetish.
So boring, Jared.
I mean, do you know that
holy
we
shit,
are actually like anatomically, it would be better for us than it is even for them.
True.
That is true. Scientifically, it's true.
You got that prostate up in there, bro. Mm-hmm.
Biologically, it's actually.
I'll go as far to say it's so gay to not get your prostate fucking stimulated.
So why aren't you openly admitting that you've dabbled then, Kevin?
I am. I'm telling you I have.
We're all saying
you've used a butt plug.
I have not used a plug, but I've dabbled in the play.
Okay. Got it.
I think
you've
crazy.
Made Jared uncomfortable.
I clearly have because
I'm just really
there's
cold.
A stigma.
It's
can't
all right.
figure out the fucking heat in my apartment. I'm
is that what
sure.
it is?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, now listen,
you're
if
cold.
You,
your face is very red, so you're either embarrassed or your
face
hot.
Is always red.
The idea that a super hot chick during regular straight sex can be doing anything to you that makes you gay is crazy.
I'm not saying that like. The guys
to be
that
fair,
do it
I
are
said
weird.
That.
Like,
I made that joke.
Everyone, yeah, but everyone that's like has their kinks. Everyone's got their things that they're interested in. I guess
I'm not going to kink shame, and I'm not going to kink
pressure,
coerce,
pressure,
peer pressure. Yeah.
Kelly is for sure. King pressuring, literally and figuratively.
You gotta put that pressure.
Listen,
I know you're married to the game, Jared, but I can't let you live your life just like this. Only married to the game, missing out on so many opportunities. Right. You could have. A whole drawer of butt plugs if you just love them. Like, you have no idea.
What if right now,
what if that's your
some,
kink?
Like, rocket chick, like, your whoever your number one is Andrew, like,
it?
Okay, yes.
Who is
Andrew, Andrea Russett. She's,
okay,
like, a
okay.
YouTube chick.
She's a YouTuber.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've DM'd a couple times.
No, he's
really?
He's DM'd her. I love
DM'd
you.
Her.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Like, every
so
every
Sunday
for, like, a year straight.
Okay, cool.
And she
liked
it,
right?
She hasn't responded on. She hasn't responded on Instagram.
Okay.
But she has liked tweets, so she knows that the DMs are there.
Ah.
And then I went on one of her Instagram lives, and I commented, "Why aren't you responding to my DMs?" And she, like, I could read her lips, like she read it, and then she, like, smiled.
Kelly, he just DMs her over and over, "I love you."
It's a bit much.
He does the same thing
to Barry Bonds. He comments on all of Barry Bonds' posts, and then he also comments on
DMs
Andrew
Russett. Yeah.
Maybe one day it'll be, "I love you, too."
Maybe. So what if
never
Andrea, and what if the only way that she's going
she's bi, so
by the way,
like
I think something Bachelor-related just happened because this girl just walked in with a whole bunch of roses.
Oh.
She has a bag of roses.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like that's going to have to be something with you girls, right?
I'm down for that. I don't know. I'm sure.
Tonight is
that
the premiere of
the
Bachelorette,
of
and...
For sure,
to be a Barstool version of the Bachelor with
Trent.
Oh, I
hope so.
Because I know
I have been dying. 2 years ago, I'll tell you this. I think it was either 2 or 3 years ago, Brett Merriman texted me saying that things are floating around. Maybe we'll do, like, we're trying to think of an idea for a Barstool Bachelor situation. Like, do you want to help out with an idea? And that was it. That's all I ever heard of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it got shot down for, like, reasons of...
I'm sorry. You're saying, like,
literally.
Right.
Literally
Dave wanted to do that with Hank.
Yes.
And I think...
But then it came up again, like, more recently than that. And so it was... It seemed legit. And then, again, it was gone. But I think the problem with that is, like, you can't... It's a huge liability. Like,
huge.
They could be, these people could be psychos, like, you never know who they are.
Creepy, especially if you're doing, like, a girl, like, a bachelorette thing. That's
right,
really
exactly.
Dangerous.
You simply yeah, no, you can't.
I think also, though, the first roadblock always is the guy is like, I don't want to do this. It's a lot to put your game on TV.
Yes, it is.
For if I would be, I'm like confident in myself, but if I was like, you're going to see me like cozy up to a chick and be like, try to be cute and then like make out with her and stuff, I would be wild. Even if I like succeeded and it worked well, I would be very uncomfortable.
Well, no,
with that.
I mean, you have to do it with so many different types of, it's true though, so many like different types of girls, because like, you know, in a situation where you're not on camera, it's like you can tell if she's into it or not. You don't know, and everybody else is watching it too. I completely agree with
that.
I wouldn't want somebody to watch me like, be hit on and we have to like turn people down, or it works.
If you're shooting people down, it's like you're the bitch.
Or if it works and you're just like, oh, somebody might think that was really weird. I was totally fucking into that. Like, I don't want people to see that.
I think that I very much would be, I don't have traditional game. Like, I don't come up, I'm kind of a bitch right away. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm sort of bitchy, but I'm like busting your balls. It's like, in case you didn't know, but I like bust your balls right away. That's like kind of my, I'll
your
do
long
that.
Balls. You your, their
yeah,
long
yeah,
balls.
Long balls specifically. Yeah. But I'll do that.
You're negging the guys.
Yeah, I basically do that. But then if they, I think that that's like a good test for me personally, because it's like, if you can't take that, or if then, you're going to not give me attention, then fuck you anyway. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. So I think that I would go up to the bachelor and be like, what's up? Like, this is cool, sorta. And then he'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to go talk to another girl. And I'd be like, all right, fuck you. I don't even want to be on the show anymore.
You would be,
like,
that would be horrendous in a house with your 29 other girls or whatever.
I would either be so bad or so good that I would like, everybody would be, I would be running the show from inside.
But that's what you want, though.
That's what I want.
That's what you want. You don't want to be the winner.
No,
you
want to run the show inside
the
house.
You want to run the show inside the house and then become the next bachelorette.
But if you want, let's say this was not TV. Let's just say, I don't know, this is happening in real life. Okay. I feel like you would either like night one, like convince this guy, or you would leave.
Yeah, that's
you would not subject yourself.
Don't have like the patience, and I don't. Yeah. I don't like a like weeks and weeks of rejection.
Right,
like,
I think I mean. Or even weeks and weeks of like you're in, but I like this other girl more than you, but I'll keep you around. I feel like you'd be like, I'll fuck you right now, and I'll blow your mind, and you'll marry me, or I'm out.
Literally, yes. Yeah. I'll go down a list of like my best qualities. I'm a really good cook. Like, you know, just start saying stuff like that. That's really the only quality I've got.
I didn't even know that. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I am a
good Rocket, cook. You would be good at you said you're not good at being the bachelor or being a contestant on the bachelorette.
I wouldn't be good at either. I'd just be like, do you like baseball?
it would be absolutely terrible.
Damn, Jared.
I would be interested in a bachelor scenario where we somehow get like a house full of like baseball fan girls.
But he doesn't like fans.
See, I don't know if I don't know if I'd like that either.
Want a girl who doesn't like baseball awkward. But just respects the game.
There's no happy medium with me. Either it's like you like me and I'm like, I don't believe you. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, I don't know why you like me, or you don't like me. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? She doesn't like me, so I just lose interest. So I'm just forever going to be by myself, I think.
That's very sad. What he needs, if you're going to have a Jared Bachelor house, you have to have somebody who appreciates baseball, a whole group of them, like 25 girls or whatever, but isn't a fan of it.
You just have to
sports.
You have to appreciate like the industry. Like, you have to appreciate that
you're going
to
like,
but also baseball, because you have to have.
It's not even relationships. It's friends too, where it's like, what do you mean you can't come to New Hampshire this weekend? Like your job is to sit there and
watch
baseball.
But you just want someone who respects your job. That's
right. But also, if you're going to be picking out of 30 women, it would be nice to have somebody who at least can sit and watch baseball and not hate it.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if this is someone that you're going to marry, you don't want her to be like, oh, fuck, we have another baseball game on today. Like, there's 162.
Sports fans that are guys that I know always want to marry a girl that ends up being like sort of a fan, but will still like wear a jersey and like put out snacks for him and his friends.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you to like openly hate like when it's game day, but I don't want you to be
amped about game day, but then like actually sit in the kitchen drinking wine with the wives. I feel like that's the vibe I'm getting from you, Jared, of the things that
you're never
going to
happen.
Wait, hang on.
That ship has sailed a long time ago.
We'll do one call before we go to break. This is Sean. He's closed-minded as well, but he's got your back. What's up, Sean?
I am not closed-minded, but thank you for taking the call. I'm going to back Jared a little bit. Because, you know, who doesn't like a little bit of butt play? But why do you have to go to the butt plug? What's next?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Got to take a dildo in the ass, too?
No. Jared said he doesn't know any.
I don't want to suck a dick. Doesn't make
what's his name?
You know, I'm not.
Sean. Jared doesn't. Yeah. We were talking about just butt play in general. Jared doesn't know anything about butt play.
I mean,
Sean got real quiet.
Like, you,
where you at, Sean? You know, come on.
You started the call saying that you're okay with a little bit.
You want to go a little bit, then you want to go to a plug. You want to go to a what'd you say, a machine powered dildo? Sure.
Yeah. Nobody needs, you know, just because I don't want to go that far doesn't mean I'm closed minded.
Yeah, but why not?
I don't want to go. I mean, it kind of does. Doesn't mean I'm closed minded.
But sucking a dick's different. You don't get anything. You don't get any satisfaction, like any pleasure out of that. I mean, maybe you do, but there's no like physical pleasure.
I don't know. Do the girls get pleasure out of sucking dick?
I don't
think
so.
Some do. Maybe, I don't believe them like, when they say that. But some do.
I don't think they really do. I mean, no, you're not getting like, there's not like it's stimulating something on your body. You might enjoy the act, but there's no like, you know, it's not like you have a clit in your throat or something.
Right, exactly. There's no
but I mean, inherently, it does kind of mean you're closed-minded.
Just vomit.
Like, I think as long, if you're not doing everything there is to do on some level, you're closing your mind off. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're
like, you're getting super technical. Yeah, I guess.
Sean, you know what? Just like I said to Jared, just go to the store, get a couple, throw them in your nightstand, and like see what's up and get back to us. You know what I mean? Like smoke a little weed. Like it's cool. It's cool.
Let's hit a break. When we come back, Kanye West, fuckboy, crazy person. I don't know. Baseball, too. Tight pants. Walker Bueller when we come back. We all could be a little bit better in our everyday life, right? From the guy who sits on his couch and works from home to the professional athlete to the finely tuned masterpiece bodies. Everybody could use some more help with making their body perform at peak physical condition, right? And that's where Bubs Naturals comes in. Bubs replaces all of the natural supplements that your body needs. As you get older, your body slows down producing things like collagen, and that's what can lead to lines and wrinkles and all like the aesthetic stuff, all the superficial stuff, but it also leads to aches and pains, longer recovery time, and problems with joints and mobility. So if you start the day with some fast-acting fats and proteins, you're not going to be as lethargic. You're going to be able to bounce back quicker, and you're going to be able to live healthier and stronger. That's what Bubs Naturals does for you. You sign up right now, and it's an oil powder that you put into your drink, and it's fast acting and will get you mental focus and physical energy. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order when you go to Bubs Naturals, BUBSNaturals.com. Use promo code KFC and you'll get 20% off that first order. You'll actually enjoy drinking it. It tastes good, it performs even better. Drink it at the beginning of the day, and you're ready to go. It's all natural, GMO-free, paleo-friendly, keto-friendly, everything-friendly, no flavors, no fillers. Get that collagen and those natural supplements up. Go to BubsNaturals.com, promo code KFC for 20% off your first order. The world is slowly getting back to normal. Things have returned, and it is finally the return of the most electric entertainment on the planet. Rough and Rowdy is back. We've got midgets. We got little people fighting. We've got the heavyweights. We've got the hillbillies. We've got everybody signing up for Rough and Rowdy 12. It's red versus blue in West Virginia, October 23rd, for a night of knockouts and unparalleled chaos. I mean, red versus blue as we come up on the election. I mean, Rough and Rowdy knows exactly what it's doing. Come on. You can get a free chance at $25,000 when you play the Barstool app and make picks on 6 of the fights to become a Rough and Rowdy legend. So not only is it fun, entertainment, knockouts, and chaos, now you can win money as well when you use the Barstool Play Barstool app. Can download it for free, make your picks on 6 of those fights, and you can win $25,000. Of course, the amazing broadcast team is out there. Multiple main events, Ring Girls. It's some of the best entertainment on the internet today. Go to roughandrowdy.com. Go to buyrnr.com to watch and download the Play Barstool app for your chance to win $25,000. We're back. I think that was the last Kanye song I really, really, really liked.
I agree with you. Also, I don't think I need to lay down anymore. That hyped me up.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Zaw,
I feel like I do that. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just go the other way.
Zaw has a superpower that no matter what mood you're in, he will find the song that will get you out of it.
I love it.
And it's not even just hype songs. Sometimes you just need, you know, you're a little sad to put on a happy song. Yeah, sometimes you're too happy. You need to calm down. He'll bring it down a little bit.
Kelly's going to be just fucking, like, raging by the time the Bachelorette kicks off.
I'm
going
to be drunk by that time. I don't know if you guys saw it. We put out, and this is self-promotion, we put out a drinking game, and the drinking game is crazy. I'm sorry, Jared. What?
Oh,
this song makes you sad?
Yeah.
Are you crying in the club?
Was it like the Red Sox lose and the song is playing or something?
No, it was Dustin Pedroia's walk-up song.
Ah, see, I knew it had to be some baseball related there.
Go back to your drinking game, Kelly.
Anyway, this is just a drinking game. That's all. And it's a long drinking game.
Give me some like the like when somebody says this, you drink that. Yeah, so I mean, it's got to be like, absurd, crazy.
Yeah, it's like drink when someone says they're there for the right reasons. Drink for 3 seconds when one guy snitches on another guy.
Yeah. Oh,
drink anytime somebody's crying.
Oh,
mixing a water when someone asks to steal clear away. Finish your drink if they mention Juan Pablo. Finish your whole drink if they end up in a hot tub.
There's that clip of Claire being like, I'm the oldest bachelor. I'm a 39-year-old bachelorette because I don't want guys like this. And it's like,
I'm not settling for men like that. And it's like,
you're terrible. I can't wait till they get the second girl.
She is the old bachelorette crusader.
But she's going to be replaced, right? We know that.
We like, don't actually know that.
That like, might not all happen.
It may or may not happen. Well, it is cool most likely that it'll happen. They asked Chris Harrison straight up, and he like wouldn't really give a straight answer. So I have a feeling, yes. Also, the woman that they allegedly replaced her with, Tasia, is like came down quarantined, and they recast half of Claire's people, and like and brought in a new batch.
Is that girl? Has she been active on social media? Wouldn't that be the easiest way to tell?
She wasn't. She wasn't for a while, but I think she posted something the other day. Trent said he saw her post like a single story.
Because if she's not on The Bachelorette, she would be posting.
She's definitely going to be on it in some capacity, whether it's to be like on a, you know, on a group date or giving some sort of advice or helping her out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But they don't
I think
know,
it's just
right?
fully yeah. a takeover, but we don't know.
That'd be
we
cool.
think, we don't think we'll find out tonight. We think probably by next week, Claire will be out.
Oh, it'd be that quick.
We think so. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like you made like half a season or something like that.
No, because didn't she fall in love with this guy?
With the guy Dale right away.
During quarantine.
Yes.
I could see the producer just being like, are you fucking kidding me?
Literally,
you're not actually supposed to fall in love.
Well, the clip is like, you've blown up The Bachelorette from my boy Chris.
It's
so.
Like, you're supposed to just fuck these guys or like tease these guys and they're supposed to fight each other. And like,
how was she supposed to know the virus was going to happen?
That's true. She got dealt a shit hand, to be honest with
like,
you.
Like, they connected
she's
over
She's tried to be
quarantine.
The Bachelorette so many times. Yeah. Like, again, she's
and then
been
she finally
on,
gets it. It's the
she
worst season
was
ever.
On the like on The Bachelor with Juan Pablo, the worst Bachelor of all time, but also the best season ever. And then she was on Bachelor in Paradise like four fucking times.
Juan Pablo like couldn't speak English, right? Like,
no, he couldn't speak English. He could barely speak English, and he would blame. You know what, though? He could speak English. He just when he would do it, it would be like broken a little bit. But he would lean on that anytime he was being a dick. So he'd be like, it's okay. But I was like, no, you were just an asshole.
And the Cespedes, like, oh, I don't speak English. Yes, I need an interpreter. Yes. Like, yeah,
exactly
sorry,
that.
Guys.
Exactly that. He was the greatest, Juan Pablo. Oh, my God. The best villain.
So that'll be what? Like at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock? What?
The after show starts at like 10:05-ish.
Right.
And
so it's 8 to 10, and then you guys have to. All right. So tune in. And that'll be like live streams on Twitter and whatnot.
Yes, it will. All platforms.
Okay. Let's get back to the calls real quick. Shannon talking stigmas. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, it's Shannon from Baltimore. My stigma that I'm really trying to get rid of is plutonic friendships. Unfortunately, I'm very good at them, but, you know, it is what it is.
The stigma meaning that, like, nobody believes that they are real?
Yeah.
That's possible?
Go off, girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's not going away because it's just a fact. It's not a stigma.
It is not always a fact.
It's pretty much always a fact.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
But as we're saying that, I'm literally in a group chat with six of my closest guy friends from college about the 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge.
Uh-huh.
Get it.
And we've been talking about jerking off for the past hour. and it's just gone off the fucking rails.
Sounds stimulating.
Well, that got him. that is a conversation that, you know, you can't. The whole thing's going off the rails right a fucking way. Right away, you're talking about things that are not on the rails. So good luck with that.
Right.
What are girls can't really. You got to come up with like your own version of that.
I feel like, honestly, it'd be like too easy.
Yeah,
I know. There needs to be something that replaces, you know, the jerk it off. Craig from Cincinnati, what do you got on the Bachelor drinking game?
Me and my friends, when we were sophomores in college, bunch of guys just looking for a reason to drink. We were watching Bachelor in Paradise and did a drinking game to that. And a couple, I didn't look at your rules, Kelly, but a couple of them, that I think you could add to there if you really want to get drunk. We did every single time there was a solo interview, you had to drink.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That happens every two damn minutes.
Literally, yeah.
Every time it cuts to the host, you got to drink. And then obviously coming to and back from commercial breaks, you got to drink with tone during the
those
break.
Those are good ones. We have a few, I think like five or six that are going to be every week, but then we also have like three or four that we're going to change each week. Mm. So for this week, they're already set, but next week, I might steal some of those for next week.
At that point, you're just drinking the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. That's like,
I think that is the
goal. When they like cut scenes, when they change like scenery of the house.
Here's commercial breaks, you would black out alone.
Would you want this stigma erased or do you like the stigma? Guys watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Would you want it erased so that everybody watches it, or do you like it being a thing?
I kind of like it
for
being
girls
a thing
and the trends
like
of the world.
I like the guys who are really into it, being like, we're fucking into it, like get into it.
Yeah.
And I like to make fun of the guys who just feel like they're too insecure, or like it's too lame.
And I feel like if guys got into it, they'd kind of like take it over.
It feels like my own like little.
Yeah,
little,
it's like your own sport.
Cult.
It's your sport,
really,
and
if guys
got into it and applied all of guy sport shit to The Bachelor, it would take it away from girls.
Well, I think Trent thrives in it because he's just straight up different. Like, I don't care about your sports. Mm-hmm. I want to watch The Bachelor.
Oh my God. Yeah. Watching you guys like go to war with LeBron was, I really would have loved to see what
happens. I'm sorry. I said it.
Wait,
and I know you saw it. I wanted.
Well, if LeBron forced game seven, if the Heat won and they would have pushed The Bachelorette another week because it's on tonight.
Because they're smarter than Major League Baseball.
Yeah. So Kelly and them were like, if fucking LeBron doesn't fucking win this game, I'm going to fucking murder him.
I was the world's biggest Lakers fan. And yes, I did see you tell me that you wish that they lost just to see what happened.
I don't want to
unlock that part of my brain, Casey.
I
have been wound up for so fucking long, Casey. I can't have that even come in my mind. And the fact that it did, all Sunday I was pacing around. I made butternut squash soup. I went to go buy ingredients and bought and made soup pass the time because I was too nervous.
It's hateful
literally.
Of me because if that would have been like football and somebody wished that upon me, I would have been very upset. So I like to apologize to you because
I accept your apology. Although I do see where you're coming from.
It would
because
have been
I think
so
it
funny.
Would have been funny at the
watching
same time.
Everybody who doesn't give a flying fuck about basketball just hate LeBron because they love
I mean,
they
there
lost
was,
the
there was
would
a
have been
renewed.
So
like
funny.
The ratings were so down, and I feel like they might have gone up at least a little tick because there was Bachelor Nation tuning in.
For
what
sure.
was funny was that it was a massacre right away. So it was just like, okay.
Which, thank God.
They're down 30.
I called like a few people during the day to ask like their thoughts
what are the
on
chances?
The game. I was like, I obviously called my like dad first. I was like, Dad, I got fucking beef with LeBron James. And he was like, oh, for real? Like, what did LeBron James do to you? And I was like, well, he's single-handedly ruining my week. But what are the chances? And he was like,
it is
Kelly,
it's extra funny for you, too. It's like the debut of your show.
Literally,
like,
this
you've
is
been
such
waiting
a big
years
deal.
For this.
I know,
like,
it's such a big deal.
Imagine
for
it was
me.
Like, nope, another week.
Kelly would have
spent
been in
so
here
many weeks planning this
in like, Miami Heat gear. I mean, think about that. Like, Kelly and Trent and Rhea would have been coming in here just full-blown Jimmy Butler jerseys.
No, I just, oh, my God. That would have been a fucking nightmare. There's just no way. I said if they had lost, I would have gone out to the Models near my apartment, bought a LeBron jersey.
A LeBron jersey.
Set it on fire. Just set it on fire in my street. I don't give a fuck. You're talking about anarchy in New York? It's me. It's me burning LeBron James's jersey in my fucking street.
You see how we needed this to happen?
I know. It's all right. I'll get riled up for sure. It's about something else later on.
Have you seen the guy
easily.
On the Heat, Tyler Hero? He's dating the Instagram model.
Tyler Hero.
Do you like him?
I don't like Tyler Hero because he almost cost me my shit.
If
but
you
thankfully,
saw
he's a
him,
loser.
Forget about that. If you just
no,
saw
he's
him.
No, he's kind of cute.
Yeah,
I think.
You think
yeah,
so?
He's cute.
He's got like the, what
he's
do you
tall,
think?
He's tall, so automatic.
Tall.
Yeah,
I mean,
automatic
player,
cute. But
so,
he is actually kind of cute, yes.
Yeah, he's got a swagger to him, too. When you hear him like talk and play, he's
There's another guy that I think is hot. Casey, I feel like you were there. Hank was giving me shit for it. I think at Rhea's house, basketball was on. And I was like, oh, that guy. So I want to say maybe Gordon Hayward.
Oh. I think it might have been Gordon.
And,
Hill,
and I was like,
oh,
I love
game.
Him. He's so hot. And Hank was like, you no way you even know who that is. And I was like, I know exactly who he is because I think he's hot.
Yeah,
it
I think
is.
It was,
Gordon
yeah, it was Gordon.
Now,
Hill.
Out of all the sports, I would imagine baseball players are considered the hottest for you.
I would say so. Yeah.
Did you see this guy's pants last night?
No. Show me.
Walker Buehler's pants.
Show me.
Were so unbelievably tight. I mean, even by baseball pants, which are tight pants to begin with.
Yeah.
Those pants,
he's wearing, I mean, he's wearing leggings.
Like, yeah. Those are like yoga pants.
Yeah. For real. Yeah.
What is that about?
I don't
Jared?
Hate that. But like, yeah. Those are
I don't know.
He was making
about,
a statement. He's a Barstool fan. Like, we need to get the scoop. Like, he went out there being like, I'm going to show off my long balls in my ass, in my tight pants.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Those uniforms are given to them, no? Did that, like, shrink in the wash? Is he always wearing pants like that?
If he didn't want to wear those pants, he could have got a different pair of pants.
That's true.
He did that. For sure. He wanted that. And then he ended up, like, not pitching great. They lose.
No, he did.
Yeah. I mean, 5 walks over 5 innings. They only gave him one run.
They gave him one run.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't get the job done. You know, they didn't win. He's upset about it. And the beat reporters were like, so your pants were trending on Twitter last night.
No, he was like,
I don't want to talk about it. And then they asked the opposing pitcher, what do you think of his pants? It was like fashion police.
If I'm the opposing pitcher and I'm being asked about my opponent pitcher's pants, I'm going to be like, this is so disrespectful.
He was like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, I won. I don't care. The dude who didn't win was like, that's what the one guy said. He was like, is this a Cali thing? And I got to be honest, Jared, I know you were saying, like, come on, read the room. You got to have a feel for it. I think this is what baseball needs. If something's trending on Twitter and social media, that means they're actually interested in it.
You can ask that question if the Dodgers win. You can't ask that question if the Dodgers lose.
Because
it's a bad look for Walker Buehler to answer the question.
I disagree. If you're going to you're going to make a statement like that and do something a little quirky and cocky for whatever reason, and then you don't win, that's part of the game.
I mean, you can ask the question if you want, but you can't be surprised when he doesn't want to play along.
Agreed.
Like,
and
the
then
Dodgers
and then
just lost.
I'm totally fine with the way he answered it.
It would be a bad look for Walker Buehler if he like was yucking it up and laughing after the 1,000%. Dodgers lose game one. Like, he can't do that. You can ask the question if you want, but like, be prepared for the scrutiny of everyone being like, you're a fucking idiot for asking.
That I'm fine with Walker Buehler's response. I think you guys are being assholes for saying like, how the fuck do you answer that? How do you ask that? The dude
you
went
have
out
to know
there.
That that's coming.
Fine. But you can't say he shouldn't ask the question.
No. I didn't say you shouldn't ask the question. I'm saying you can't be surprised when that's the reaction.
Be prepared for that question.
I'm totally on board with. But anybody who's like, that's not professional or whatever, it's like he did something unusual with his uniform to the point that the internet, like, it was trending. It took over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you about that. And if he had won, I'm sure you would have been like, yeah, like, I don't know. I wanted to fucking show off the goods or whatever his reasoning is.
Yeah. But I think his answer was respectful. He was just like, not just the time and place for that question.
Right.
Like,
which I hope means that there will be a time and place.
Spring training, like, me and Dallas go down there. We can be like, hey, what's the deal? What was the deal with the pants in game one of the NLCS? Like, you got to give it time to breathe. Like,
wouldn't you also say then, like, what are you doing? Wouldn't you also, couldn't you apply the logic of, like, why are you then wearing these? Why did you pick the NLCS to wear unusually tight pants?
I mean, you can ask that question. Like, it's not something that you can never ask, but you can't ask after a loss, immediately after the loss. Like, if the Dodgers win the NLCS, you can be like, hey, you're getting the ball in game two of the World Series, Walker.
I don't like that.
You bringing back those tight pants.
I'm totally okay with him
ask
reacting
whenever
however
you want,
he wants.
Like, you have to know when, like, you're totally going fair. To get the answer that you're in search of.
I guess this, wasn't then. You know what this makes me think of? Like, if Pharrell didn't win a bunch of Oscars, would he still, like, would he have kept wearing that dumb hat?
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's like when you do something cocky and
like,
unorthodox.
Would we still be talking about that? Or would we be talking about it and, like, wow, Pharrell's an asshole. He wore that fucking hat.
It'd be the opposite.
Shit.
It's like Feidelberg. When,
exactly.
Like, Pharrell without the Grammys and Oscars is Feidelberg.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A weird guy wearing dumb hats.
Exactly.
With long balls. Allegedly.
Long
allegedly.
Balls that he sits on.
I mean, no, I think allegedly. At this point we know it's... It's not allegedly. It's just a fact. John has long.
Can we? We've been talking about John for too long. Can we talk about Kanye West fucking finally?
Because that video, man.
To talk about
that
this.
Video. He put out like a political video because he's running for president and he's available as a write-in.
I thought he wasn't anymore.
No, he's available as a write-in and he's also available. I think in like half the states he's going to really.
He's
be on the
ballot. A friend of mine screenshotted me her like ballot the other day.
Some states,
he's
yes.
He's under.
States, yes.
He's it's under like his full name, like his like first, middle,
his
and last name.
What's
I wish I screenshotted
name?
It.
I don't even know.
It was weird. It was like Kanye
is
something
name,
West.
Kanye?
It's a federal crime, by the way.
Yeah, federal crime. Can't. Not,
oh, you know,
yeah,
it is. It was a Snapchat. I didn't screenshot it though. Don't worry. So I didn't.
You're not commit, complicit.
I didn't commit
you're
the
not
crime.
An accomplice.
Yeah.
But he this yeah, video is like, I will. I mean, there's a flag waving in the background. He's like, I will restore like the American family. We will put prayer into our families. We will fix the culture. I mean, it's like, and it's just dead ass serious. At the end, he's like, I'm Kanye West and I approve this message. It's just like an actual political campaign commercial.
It's weird.
And I can't, I was going to do my video on him today because it was like such a, everybody clamored to watch it. And I was like, I'm out of Kanye takes. I can't do it anymore. Just shut the fuck up, dude.
100% agree with you. But the most important part about this that we're not even mentioning, yes, the political thing, whatever, that's a joke to
you. President, whatever.
Kanye is also in the middle of like being involved in low-key sort of maybe creating a cult in Atlanta.
Tillith?
Yes, that's what I need to tell you
about. I thought that was R. Kelly's thing.
No. No, he has a compound.
Well, that's Chicago. Never mind.
Yeah. That's a prison.
In Chicago or Atlanta?
It was both. It was both, Jerry.
I
think Kelly's also like one more city. But okay, so I follow this like Blinds account that I'm always talking about. And apparently it says this: as Kim and Kanye have been living in a new urbanist tech community outside of Atlanta that was built and founded by the CEO of Chick-fil-A. This is where he staged the whole walking on water thing with Joel Osteen. Seems they have been there for a while. So I looked it up and it was actually a Fast Company article about this new developmental like city they're creating right outside the city of Atlanta, because it's all these people who like are filming.
Shoot here, live here,
yes,
like, act here, build here.
There's like a picture of, they have like their own symbol, but mm-hmm. I took a couple quotes from the article, this one being my favorite. I know a lot of industries work this way, but it's particular to the film industry that we like to make stuff together. We like to hang out together. We like to drink together. We like to raise our families together.
Nah.
It just wouldn't exist without the town. This is not Kanye. This is somebody else, but it's fucking crazy.
It's
a pedestrian-oriented mixed-use village with a commercial town center more than half.
How much do you love everything she's saying? You would be the queen of this shit.
I just was wondering if there was any mention of like Carl Lentz is going to be moving to this.
He's too busy running his own cult up here. He can't be running a cult down in Atlanta.
Well, then why would I leave? I'm here.
Because this one sounds pretty fucking cool.
It sounds wild, but it's clearly like a Hollywood part 2 disguise, but I think it's a cult.
This sounds like a Scientology type thing.
It does.
And raising your families together sounds like you're going to be like fucking each other and
like
living under one roof.
It sounds like fucking. Oh, who's,
it is
who's the
Waco, David Koresh.
Waco-ish. Oh. Jonestown-ish and all that.
I was thinking straight up David Koresh when you were saying that.
Yes.
It's called Tillith. It's like a.
No, Trillith. Trillith.
Trillith. Yeah.
Trillith.
And if you go to the website, they have this symbol that's like this wavy 3D, like.
Oh, let me see the symbol.
And it just spins around and it's like.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be honest, it sounds a little creepy.
Yeah. I mean, they say it's just like there's movie sets, but I'm like, there's something more going on.
It's Pinewood, Atlanta rebrands as Trillith.
That's kind of cool. Like, yeah, our old name, we're out. We're now Trillith.
Crazy.
All right, good stuff. Chicago's up next. Thanks to Kelly. Make sure you guys watch The Bachelor. What's it called? Cut the Stems?
Cutting Stems.
The after show. It'll be on tonight, 10:05 on all the streaming platforms after the premiere of The Bachelorette. So it'll be Trent, Kelly, Rhea, Fran, and get all your Bachelor needs the rest of the fucking season with these guys. Do your thing tonight, girl.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on to promote.
Stay hot. See you tomorrow.